I'm going to do some rottenness, and that hedgehog won't stop me!
Pack your shit! Pack your shit! We gotta get out of here!
Well, gentlemen, I'm flooding it! It!
You are listening to RSN.
Well, that got a little screwy. Hey, what do you know? It's another episode of RSN Live. With your host, Voice. A little rocky start there. I got to really kind of fix some of the issues I'm having there. This is why doing shows over wireless is not a good idea. But I can't set up a hardwire connection. Do you see my problem here? Kind of stuck in a rock in a hard place. I guess unless I just like go in the basement next to an obscenely loud server and do a show, it just won't work that well. Hey-o. Yep, another episode of RSN Live. This is Voice now drinking beer. And hopefully that little goof-up doesn't show up on the final podcast. Of course, there are multiple ways to reach me. There is the Twitch chat. There is, either on twitch.tv/voice06, or you can just go to rsnlive.randomsycnet.org/participate.php, or just click watch and participate on the top link. Let's see, what other ways are there? There's IRC, of course. I'm on irc.surrealchat.net, irc.randomsonicnet.org, irc.afternet.org, and on all those networks you can reach me on RSN. If you don't want to do that, you can just, you know, if you're on Surreal Chat, I'm also on Radio Nintendo and Radio Sega. Those chat rooms. Although I see a certain Gerbily is trying to do a show at the same time I do. So this will make things interesting, I guess. Not really. I don't really think anyone at Radio Nintendo cares. So not losing anyone over that one. There's of course the Twitter account, which is just at RSN Live, or you know, RSN Voice. That's my official Twitter account. And so, yeah. That is the opening shindig. The opening spiel, if you will. Can I just say how bad friggin' Twitch is with their chat? It's horrible. It's friggin' horrible. The fact that I have to do this all the time. It never remembers me, which I guess is an okay thing, but still, it's like, dude, it's not suck for once. Oh well. Just restart that page. There we go. Now we should be good to chat. Let me just test real quick. So just Twitch chat thingy loads. Ah, it works! Yay! Other things I should have done before starting the show tonight. There's actually people showing up on the mobile tonight. I really should attempt to get Mike Pollock one of these days. One of these days. Not tonight. Because I don't think he'll join that quickly. I don't think he's that eager to connect to RSN. That, and it's just some random guy being like, dude, get on my show. I don't think you'd do that. Is that what Twitch TV says? I'm playing Bioshock right now? Well, as you can see, that is a blatant lie. And this is why I don't recommend watching it on Twitch TV. I recommend you watch it on my chat, or the website I specifically have for this, because of, you know, issues like that. And now you know. And no one to have to battle. One day I will get people to use just the website. We won't have these issues. But until then, we're going to have people going, you're totally not playing GTA. Maybe I am. Maybe I'm playing it right now. Maybe I have it on my computer going in the background, and in music breaks, I'm just switching to it. You don't know. I mean, sure, you could try to see the reflection off my glasses, but if you can, kudos. Yeah. So, in the meantime, I think we're gonna go ahead and, kick off with some music. Because I need to kick off with some music. So, go on. Just there we go. Now, hopefully this won't skip. Hopefully. You know what I really should do? I should really just put this on a friggin' USB drive. That would probably make things a lot better. But, of course, I, yes, you see the fan fiction in my glasses. That's astonishing. Alright, this is Voice RSN Life. We'll be right back. Believe it or not, I keep forgetting how loud and obnoxious and just flat out annoying that the DJ beep is on IDJC. And in case none of you are aware of what I'm talking about, it's like whenever, like 10 seconds before a song is over and it's about to stop the player, it makes this really loud, annoying, attention-getting beep, which, again, does its purpose, but it's just when you're not, like, paying attention and it happens, you're like, oh, shit. So, what do we got news-wise? Because, again, remembering I don't keep up with Sonic news at all. I don't really keep up with news, period. Let me give you just an example. You know, besides the stupidity, I just asked Mike Pollock to be on this show, and I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do if he says yes. I have no fucking idea. Whatever. Hopefully he says no. If he says yes, we're going to be screwed. Sorry, I'm also kind of trying to pay attention to stuff. I honestly can't think of anything major because, again, I don't pay attention to the news. And when I'm not working, I like to sleep. So, I got nothing. Other than I have a new cell phone. Right in the face. I abuse myself on this show, physically and mentally. Now you know. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, I guess I saw some sort of blurb about Lost World getting released next week, but you know my thoughts on Lost World. I'm probably not going to be playing the game anytime soon because I don't feel an overwhelming need to get. I don't want a Wii U. What can I say? I don't want a Wii U. And then there's also, of course, there's all the talk about Steam. I do. Let's face it. I am a Steam fanboy. So, in the past couple of weeks, there's been, come on, stop breaking. The internet is, doing its shtick. I'm trying to keep track of everything, and I'm finding myself failing horribly. Just horribly. Anyways, back to what I was talking about. So, of course, there's all this discussion about Steam, Steam OS, Steam machines. Now, I don't know if you guys noticed, but you don't exactly need a Steam machine because all Steam OS is going to be is a specialized version of Ubuntu running Steam in big picture mode. So if you just want to go ahead and install Ubuntu on your computer and run it in big picture mode, you're pretty much set. And as far as I can tell, most gamepads are supported out of the box, so you don't have to worry about it. The only thing that you get with the Steam machines is you get the controller, which people are kind of making jokes about, what have you. Haha. And of course, me being me. What? What are we? I should do a detailed review next RSN Live. What would I be reviewing? Oh. It's like The Radio Sega thing, or the RSN Live Twitter account, like, suddenly moved, and I was like, whoa, 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 what? So, there's, of course, that. all the Steam news, because I'm big on Steam. It's what I do. I think. I can tell you this. From what I've seen, there are a few Sega developers who are certainly interested in using... Yes, we all saw that comic. That are interested in SteamOS. Sonic Team isn't one of them. Sumo Digital isn't one of them. But, you know, hopefully maybe one day they'll actually get around to, you know, realizing that they kind of should. Because let's face it, again, like I said, I'm not going to get a Wii U just because Lost World is on the Wii U. I do have a 3DS, but I'm not a big handheld gamer, so that's not going to happen anytime soon. You know, unless it becomes free. Woe 21, you totally need to fix your internet speed. Your server takes forever to load. I'm just putting that out there. Just putting that out there. Again, I don't really have a lot of news for ya. I'm just rambling at this point. Can I just put that out there? The fact that I can ramble and make this stretch out and no one seems to really give a damn is just fucking awesome. That's all I want to say. I'm sure I have an image or a sound file for this somewhere, but something that Internet DJ Console does, which I believe the newest version probably fixes, it's cleared out, like, all my sound effects are still here, but all the labels got removed, and it's now, all of them are labeled no name, so I don't know what they do. I don't know what this one does. Ah, okay, there's Fail Horn. It's good to know. Be nice to know that's Fail Horn. I'm sure if I was, like, a popular show, people would send me hate mail. No one, like, well, first off, let's go off of the baseline that this is Sonic-related, which, on the internet as a whole, that's like, that's like the prime. That'd be like shooting me up to level 99 in the hate department on the internet. Yeah, I guess you could say the Fail Horn is the official jingle of RSN Live, because I don't plan any of this out. I don't even... Oh, look, it's the billboard sound effect.
Here comes a billboard!
Yeah. But yeah, I totally agree. If I was popular on Twitter or on Twitch... or anywhere, for matter of fact, I would totally be getting hate mail because of the fact that I do the same thing every night. I'm using Twitch, which is quote-unquote a game streaming service, to broadcast you guys watching me drink while reading Sonic fanfiction. You know, I should totally... That's who else I should ask. I should ask Roger Craig Smith to get on this. It'll be funny. Because then he'll run into Rax and he'll be like, oh god, not this fucking asshole again. For those who aren't aware of what I'm speaking of, during a certain 24-hour event, I believe it was on Sega Sonic Radio, Roger Craig Smith agreed to be on a show with CD-ROM and take questions from the IRC chat, which I'm sure he will never, ever do again after what happened. There was, of course, Rax asking a whole bunch of awkward questions. I think the one that set Craig off... Roger, sorry. I think the one that set Roger off most was... I think it was Rax asked, do you... talk in the Sonic voice when you're having sex? And I believe the response to that was, I believe the response to that was that Rax needs to put down the crack pipe. Oh, I remember, like, that whole thing because it was just so freaking hilarious. It was kind of like Sonic Boom, only it didn't suck. You know what I mean? Because they didn't, you know, exit out everyone. You know, they didn't filter everyone's questions, so what happened is a lot of awkward questions, like, not non-stupid questions, like, you know, where's Chocolo, or whatever the fucking thing's name is, or 20 million questions about Amy Rose, but, like, questions like Rax, you know, do you do the Sonic voice while you're having sex? I mean, that, you know... I guarantee you Sonic Boom would have been a lot more interesting if they were willing to field that those kind of questions. But I am disappointed that they... Hey, Rex. Maybe he will, you know, marry Amy on Sonic Boom. You don't know. The show looks weird enough as it is. I'm just putting that out there. I mean, Knuckles appears to have fingers. From the one, you know, promotional still we got, Knuckles has fingers and he looks like he's been doing roids. So anything's possible. And did I believe that I read Mike say that he is understudying the role of Amy Rose for that show? So it's going to be even more weird. But, you know, I kind of... It says, I can now confirm that I'm voicing the role of Eggman and possibly understudying Amy in TV's Sonic Boom. So apparently that's like the official title. It says working title, but everyone keeps referring to it as Sonic Boom. You know what's going to happen? We're going to get like a mix of... What was the maid's name in Sonic X? Was it Consuela? I think it was Consuela. They're gonna make Amy sound like Consuela. Maybe I'm thinking Family Guy. That would make it even better, I think. To me. I'm a weird person. Get used to it. Okay. Well, I think we're gonna go on to another music break. For now, as soon as I get more music on, so why not? And of course, we have to do. As soon as I find it. Alright, there we go. Outwub Bay. That's what we're gonna call it. Outwub Bay. So this is Voice RSN Live. I'll be back shortly. You know what I just realized? I don't have the Tails hat on. It's a very sad day. Oh, by the way, during that break, Mike did respond to the tweet I sent. Basically, it's same deal. Yeah. Make an appointment. So thank Christ he's not just going to spontaneously show up, because I have nothing fucking to do. So, dodged a bullet. Dodged a bullet. You guys really... I got nothing to ask the guy. Honestly, I'm a Sonic fan, but I'm like not that deep into it. Yeah, that's the other part. As soon as like he actually researches what the show is about, I mean, that's right. We're gonna do a special reading of Dr. Eggman fan fiction. Ooh, they'll really break the ice. Don't you think? Speaking of, I think it's actually time for that. When does Chapter 3 go? Come on, Chapter 3. There is no Chapter 3. Oh. Because Chapter 3 is labeled Chapter 2. Huh. Why am I getting retweets? Alright, let's prep, shall we? Hold on 1 second, there we go. So, for those of you who haven't been following along, we've been pretty much just doing Silver Babies, which, honestly, I thought it would be Silver's Babies, but it reads better when you say Silver's Babies. And, you know... That's right, I've ruined you, Rax. Not your actions, I ruined you. I'm sorry. Anyways, we've got, of course, this, the final chapter of, Silver's Babies tonight, on RSN Live. This has a lot of discussion in it, so this is gonna be really weird. I remember somebody saying last week that, my reading was exceedingly painful last week. So, hold on 1 second. Alright, we're back. We're going cheesehead for this. So, just got a ding, so now we gotta check what that's all about. It's nothing important. Alright, we're good. I could make an empty scene. That implies that I actually think about what I'm doing on this show. I do not think while doing this show. I thought this was blatantly obvious by now. Anywho. Alright. So, Chapter 3, which is titled Chapter 2 of, Babies. So... Shadow was leafing through a gay romance manga. feasting his eyes on all the attractive, sexy men? Why couldn't life be like that? Everyone would have cute eyes, perfect hairs, perfect body, and ideal relationships. But then again, that was the point. Idealization. Fantasy, not reality. Shadow Tire, the much-read boys' love graphic novel, and placed it on the shelf beside his bed. Is this getting too loud? Sounds a little too loud. Anyone? Just turn it down a little bit more. There we go. Shadow wasn't going to college. He hadn't even finished high school. Losing this sex buddy, Sonic, had sent him in such deep depression that he dropped out before second semester even started. He spent the rest of his school year lethargically moping around his house, getting yelled at by his parents, who were clearly enraged at his decision to drop out of high school in senior year, spending lonely nights crying himself to sleep. Okay, what? Again, with these plot holes, people. We need plot holes to not happen. What should I do now? Shadow mused, as he'd done so often for months since. I wonder what Sonic's doing now. Probably getting geared up for college, asshole. And Blaze. She broke up with me without a reason in middle school, and she knew I loved her, though our relationship was a secret to everyone but ourselves. Why do I still try to be friends with her? And then there's Silver. Utter rage flamed up in his heart at the thought of the guy who stole his sex buddy. His crutch in life, if you were honest with himself. Okay. Again, plot holes. That's right. Shadow's living with his parents, and he was apparently banging Blaze. Out of embitterment, emptiness, slight horniness, and even a bit of force of habit, Shadow slowly pulled off his clothes, feeling his anorexic body, a scrawny skin and bones frame. He settled himself down on his bed, cock in hand. He worked it expertly, squeezing his hands around an average length penis and jerking it up and down fast. Wow. The horny little black hedgehog moaned as he jerked even faster, tweaking his nipples, enjoying the self-fondling. Ah, Shadow could feel himself nearing climax as he leaned his head back and groaned in pleasure. A mess of hot sticky semen spilled out of Shadow's jet black dick, splattering onto his gaunt torso as he went over. That was enjoyable, Shadow remarked to himself, as he had done so many times before with Sonic. But he immediately shoved that sexy but betraying blue hedgehog out of his mind. Miles Tails Prowler the Fox was, at the moment, under his car, covered in black, almost soot-like transmission fluid, working his mechanic magic, as many had called it. The soon-to-be senior at MHS was famous in Mobitropolis for his tinkering skills. That's right, we're getting Tails into this mess now. As the yellow twin-tailed fox finished and cleaned himself off, he couldn't help but think of just how well good life had become for him. During junior year, he was lonely, bored with life, and on the verge of depression. But fast forward to summer, and he had some newfound popularity at school. Acceptable grades to help him with college applications, and a girlfriend. Can anyone guess who the girlfriend is? Anyone? Anyone? Bueller. That's right. It was Cream of the Rabbit, a cute but feisty seventh grader. We're getting to the awkward. Some ridiculed and even condemned his choice of a girlfriend nearly 6 years younger than him. But he just pushed it all away. If they loved each other, why should they give a damn about age? I could think of many reasons. Many. A lot. Just saying. Let's see. As Tails walked back inside, unhurriedly, he tapped his girlfriend's speed dial on his phone. He looked at the caller ID. My sweet baby girl number 3, Cream, when he heard a click. But no cream. He started, "Hi, babe." What? Her voice was clearly disgruntled. But Tails just ignored it and continued, "Want to come over? I'd rather eat shit than be with you." Wow, she's angry. Her vingarity? Vingarity? Yeah. Words and tone cut like a knife. Tail was perturbed to the point of irritability, but then had an idea. Period? Yeah. She said... She had a bit of guilt in her speech. Sorry, it's getting harder to read this. Tails, being the caringly gentle boyfriend he was, assured, "Okay, I'll be over in 10 minutes with chocolate, Chinese food, and movies." "Thanks, sweetie," she seemed placated. Man, I'm not even halfway over with this. Goddamn. The yellow fox smiled at the sound of her normal sweet voice. "Love you," he carried off, and hurriedly climbed into his just-prepared car, turned the ignition on in anticipation of seeing his sweetheart. It wasn't long before Tails was waddling up to Queen Cream's house in his red Converse, strolling through the colorful array of flowers adorning the path leading to her front door. As he rang the doorbell, he couldn't help worried about Cream's welfare. Luckily, Cream herself answered. Tails displayed a brown paper bag. "I have your favorite things." "Thanks, baby. I'm sorry for being such a bitch. I just didn't feel good. I'm cramping a bunch and I'm all bloated," Cream replied, sighing, plaintive in both her facial expression and tone of voice. Cream took Tails' hand in her own and led him inside. "Does anyone know where this is going? Anyone?" "I can tell you, it's probably going to go bad. Just saying." They settled down on the couch in the living room, their hands tightly clasped. Cream leaned on Tails' shoulder. "Can you just rub my tummy for now to make it feel all better?" she requested a bit dolefully. "I'm gonna have to switch to the hard liquor soon." Cream relaxed. Tails gently stroked and massaged her stomach, giving her a light smooch on the cheek. They hadn't actually kissed full on the lips yet. "It's okay, I'm right here with you," he reassured. Cream relaxed in Tails' arms, feeling warm, secure, comforted. "I have the best boyfriend in the world." Turbo the cat gazed out. Turbo. Who the fuck is Turbo? Is this an original character? Alright, I had to say it. Original character, do not steal. Although, for all I know, this might be Archie character. They seem to make up characters all the time. Turbo the cat gazed out the window, witnessing a glorious sunset, the sun now a red-orange orb. Sorry, I had the burp. A rich fading light painted the sky with an expanse of reds, oranges, purples, and much more as it gradually sank behind the trees and below the horizon. A few miles away, an orange cat stroked the bright blue highlights in his lightning bolt-styled hair as he leaned back to face his parents. Oh, turn back to face his parents. That could have gotten really weird. He had gotten distracted from their important conversation. Turbo, a homeschooler, was going into ninth grade high school. He had asked his parents if he could go to a public high school. He might as well get the culture shock over with now instead of later in college, he figured. Plus, he definitely wanted to be around some of his friends more, make new ones, get out of homeschool, since it was just a pain in the ass now. Join the swim team and maybe even find a special someone. Turbo was bisexual. Though his parents still didn't know. ... Right then, his dad spoke. "Son, your mom and I have thought about your request, but we still aren't sure if we want to send you to public school at this time." Turbo, being headstrong type who knew how to drive an argument, instantly spoke his mind. "But I really want to go. Homeschool is so stressful now for both of you two and me, and I feel like I should get some public school experience before college, please?" Turbo's mom turned to his father. "What do you think, honey?" The two of them held a silent conference and soon nodded. "Okay," his dad agreed with a slight hint of reluctance. "How about this? we'll send you to public school for a semester, but if by then you have poor grades, are misbehaving, or find it's not ideal for you, we'll take you out. Hold on, I have to restart this. Turbo was exuberant. Thank you. He gave his parents a heartfelt hug as he excitedly imagined that what it would be like to be a public school student. He'd have to bring his own lunches every day. He was a stickler for health and fitness, well, most of the time. He'd get to be in classes with his peers instead of all by himself. He could go to dances, do extracurricular activities like sports and music competitions. Who the fuck is excited about that? This thought coincided with Turbo's preferable sight of his family's upright grand piano in the living room awaiting his fingers. Piano truly was his passion. Though he had a plethora of other interests, he settled down on the bench, pulled off his fingerless gloves, and gracefully laid his fingers down on the black and white keys. He started playing an intense, vivacious piano arrangement of a song from one of his favorite anime. There's no such thing as anime, it's just anime. Wow, life's fun, Turbo realized. He let the music flow through him invigoratingly. His last rays of light emanating from the sun on the piano keyboard dissipated. And that's the end. That's the last of it. That is the end. So, yeah. Okay, I think I'm just going to go ahead and cut to a song real quick. If you just want to give me a second. Cut to a song. Soon, I swear, we're cutting to a song. Just a moment. Just one moment longer. I swear it's coming. Alright, here we go. longest outro ever. Alright, so I think you guys know what time it is. It's time to... That's right, open the Mumble Chat! To unmute myself now. Look at that. There's people slowly trickling in. There's one more. Oh god, that is loud.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh god, it's loud.
There we go. I gotta turn it down a little bit.
How the hell did you get Twitch to automatically mute?
It's
like,
not that bad, is it?
It looks like it muted on my end.
I'm special? I don't know.
It's not muted.
What
I
are we...
about to tell you all.
What? Did Twitch break or something?
No.
I don't know.
It's
working for me. It went offline.
It's working fine.
I don't know.
It went before it went offline.
Yeah, but now he's online again.
So yeah, reading Mike's terms and conditions, this like completely is everything. Basically, RS Live is a violation of the entire set of rules.
Why am I not surprised about
that?
RSN is a rebel.
Skype only. Skype only, so we're out. Out at line one. Please prepare a list of questions. We're out. Let's see. We got try to avoid small talk. Out. So far, we're 4-4. Keep to the half-hour limit. I think we might be able to, you know. So, okay, we're 4-5. Show up for the appointment. Okay, 4-6. 7, don't be nervous.
What?
I'm reading the rule. He basically tweeted back, you know, in layman's terms, read the FAQ. Or, as I like to say,
everything
RTFM.
Everything is negotiable. Everything is negotiable.
As I like to call it,
your credit card number.
It's the RTFM. He basically RTFM'd me. Mike Polak RTFM'd me.
Well, you can appreciate that.
You feel special.
Line 14.
Line 14.
Line 14.
Item 14. What have you? I don't care.
I don't really know what I'm hearing.
You're hearing a buttload of fuck. There we go.
Oh, line 14.
Yeah.
Well, I can't see because I'm playing on Grand Theft Auto.
Well, like I said, it basically amounts to RSN Live is a complete violation of all those rules, except for 3.
Well, at least you don't have that blaring TV and screaming children.
I'm sorry, who we got TV coming from right now?
We should make a rule about no fan fiction.
Yeah, he doesn't have any but fan fiction.
So, alright, I'll keep to rule number 2, but you have to read fan fiction. That's the agreement.
Do you read fan fiction in Dr. Eggman's voice? You got that?
And if he's listening to this right now, there's like no way this is happening at this point.
Aww. If he is, Eggman, I love you.
I assure you, if he's listening to this right now, he's probably severely offended that I've basically torn apart the rules.
Look, it's
what are rules? Rules don't apply to us.
I linked to it in the Twitch chat. The rules.
Aye.
You gotta look at the Twitch chat.
I've minimized it and I'm looking at my telly. Wait, what am I supposed to say where?
You're looking for light item number 14 on the FAQ.
Why? I have no idea what I'm supposed to do on this level.
You're supposed to get drunk.
Knowing GTA, that wouldn't...
I'm going to do some
rock. What? It started playing the show all over again.
I'm going to
stop.
Do some...
What the hell is it doing? Fine, we're muting. It's angry at me for some reason. I don't know what I did. Oh, now there's no audio. That's just brilliant. Thanks. There we go. See what happens? Like, the show gets angry at me. No, I think as soon as Roger finds out that Rax is going to be involved, he's going to, like, stay far the hell away. Yeah, well, I don't speak Japanese. Just so you know. So, awkward out of the gate. I'm going to be honest with you, I had no pretense of this show actually being big anyways, so... Oh dear. He speaks Tim Horton. He speaks fluent Tim Horton. There's another person. Listen to that echo. Rex, I'm sorry to say it's your fault. Stop breaking your tire. Should I just do a special RSN live just about tea? An RSN live all about tea. Stop breaking the game! Good God, man, you're breaking everything! Wah, wah. Yeah, Baking Blue Potato, you're awfully quiet. Just saying. Still no audio. You can't hear the mumble? Somebody on the chat is saying they can't hear the mumble. Did I not attach something? They can't hear. Huh. Hold on, I'm slowly figuring out what I broke. Oh, the VoIP connection got disconnected, that's why. Okay, now you should be able to hear it.
You're all faggots.
Oh god, it's like happening twice. Stop. There. Okay, now you should be able to hear it. For God's sake, someone say something. There we go. Jack disconnected the audio connections.
Freaking everything tonight.
Jack is being a jackass.
Hey, I get to do my mission again. Sweet. See, Vice, I didn't fail. I get to do it again.
So, yeah, like I said, hey, at least I asked.
This is why I can shoot guys in the chest when I'm stealing cars. When it's an Aldi RE as well. Rip off.
See, this kind of stuff is idle conversation.
Ah, crap, I've got people chasing me now.
Good job.
Hey, Shaddix, think, there goes baked potato.
Sound from my headset. It's only picking up sound from the microphone in my webcam, but it's not picking up sound in my headset.
Oh,
but
you
I can
broke
hear
it.
Everything.
Good job.
But now we hear you.
I can hear everything in the headset, but I can't hear... But, like, the microphone on my headset isn't picking anything up for some reason.
Are you sure it's fully plugged in?
If you just smack it around and run enough times, it should start working. Speaking of replacements...
Anyway,
speaking of replacements...
Sennheiser.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for my replacement headsets. I got a message.
Oh, hi. Hi, prostitute.
What tea?
It's not working!
Yeah, I'm some prostitute.
Very nice timing, Shelly. It just sounded like you called Anna a prostitute.
What? What?
Good job.
All of you are prostitutes.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Ding 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 ding.
What does the D say?
What does the fox say?
No way.
The fox says nothing.
The fox says we should not sing. Voice will get sued.
What does the fox say?
My Norwegians?
Is the show still running?
Yes, the show is still running. I should probably end it.
It's 10 minutes over time.
I know it's 10 minutes over time. And no, I won't read another fanfiction tonight. I won't.
You will.
Oh no.
Vice.
That's right.
Can you find a Grand Theft? Can you find a Grand Theft Auto fanfiction with Greta, Michael, and Franklin?
Can you make it any more than it is already?
You're killing me.
I can imagine.
You're killing me, man.
I can imagine a fan fiction being
you know what? Just for that, the next fan fiction is going to be Sonic Underground related. All right.
I'm blaming Rex for this mess that I made.
Just for that, the next fan fiction, I swear, I'm going to see if I can find a Sonic Underground fan fiction, and that.
Oh my god, no!
Yay!
Oh my god.
Do you see what you've done?
I'm sorry.
This is what happens when you fuck a stranger in the ass. All right.
I'm sorry.
Oh, stranger.
So let's all blame Dean then.
All right. I think I'm gonna go ahead and just end this.
Cause that's the fact.
Bye bye.
As soon as I find a theme song to end it on, and I think because of that little quip, I'm gonna end it on Princess Elise's theme. Ending thing.
Well, good thing I'm not listening to it.
Yes.
That is what you get. Alright? That is what you get.
But I like this song.
Coming up with, you know, ideas of trying to make me do Grand Theft Auto fan fiction, sir. You brought this upon yourself.
Alright.
Alright, this is Voice RSN Live. As soon as I bring up the... there we go. Alright. I'll see you all next week.
I remember memories from a long, long time ago. I can hear you calling me to never let you go. As the sun shines down. take hold of the destiny. I may give you life. Can you stay forevermore? Or are you gonna leave for me? No matter what it takes for me.
Can
You are listening to RSN Radio.
All we do is eat crumpets and drink tea. Is there something wrong with that?
For more information, visit www.randomsonicnet.org.